Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Wednesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive later today. And of course, for the rest of the week from 4 p.m. Oh, decided to come back from Barcelona, did you? Yeah, I'm back, so shut your face. Anyway, we begin with, of course, West Ham as they play Fiorentina. Not Florentina, it's not FL, it's FI. Fiorentina. In the Europa Conference final tonight. And it's live on TalkSport. It's the club's first chance of silverware since 1980. Here's the gaffer, David Moyes.
I do believe that the players have got a great opportunity to be remembered by everybody at this club.
I think if you said, what does it mean to West Ham Football Club to be in a final of Europe? I said this many times. If we'd said this to you journalists last, at the start of the season, I think a lot of you would have said probably not. But we came close last year. We really did. We came close. And this year we've gone a step further. So it's a big achievement to get to a European final. You know, there's lots of teams been in, whether it be the Conference League or the Europa League. It's not easy to go through the season playing in the Premier League and also having to be competitive in this competition. And we have been. So I think it's a great achievement for all the players to be sitting here or being here today. The next part is to see if we can go on and win it now.
And here's the former Amers striker, Dean Amers-Ashton. No one calls him that.
Rice surging into the penalty area, might go it alone. Declan Rice! It's 3-0 to West Ham! The skipper with the crowning glory!
Yes, I think he will go down as that for the levels that he's reached, the consistency, the way he's connected with the supporters, and that's maybe the thing that isn't very easily calculatable in terms of that connection you have with supporters, and he's got that. And that's hard to get, it's hard to keep, and it's certainly hard to have for many, many years to come. But I think he'll have that by the way that he's played. He's worn the shirt and represented the club. And if you add on top a trophy like this, you know, that Adrian talked about it earlier, the things the memories that you can give supporters, this is one of those big memories that he's should be a big part of and should play a big role. And I think that's where he could really, again, add a few, you know, add a zero or two to his price tag. If you go and dominate a final.
Judging by the number of fans, West Ham United fans who've made the trip to Prague, they certainly think it is going to be something special. What do you think of the competition?
I love it because it brings new clubs into European football. But I think I've just sent you a video, and there's various videos going around on social media of the fans in Prague. When you think about 40,000 West Ham fans, they've all enjoyed the whole journey. There's so many fans who've been out and about to various parts of Europe along the way with West Ham United. They've been singing songs about going down to the Championship but winning a European Cup. And they've absolutely thoroughly enjoyed it. And in fact, I've got a couple of them sitting right here with us. So we'll just bring them in. Jess, where have you been on the European journey this season?
Every single game, almost.
Right, so you must have had a great time. So you love the Europa Conference League, right?
Of course I do. And sorry, my voice is gone.
Because too much singing.
I've been in the square all day singing. But yeah, we've been to almost every single game. And I wouldn't miss it for the world. What a... Dino! Dino!
They've just spotted Dean Ashton. He's about to get his head kissed.
We've loved it.
Now, before the final, West Ham's Michele Antonio said this about teammate Gianluca Scamacca.
He needs a manager who's he can play and then have like other players come off him and stuff like that. Like you can see that he ball comes into him, he sticks and he's tidy. But how David Moyes plays is more like if you're up front, you're dealing with scraps and you've got to be more of a fighter. And it. That's not him.
And here's Simon Jordan, the former Palace Mona owner, and his response.
I mean, it does seem, Simon, if you're Sullivan and you paid 35 and a half million quid for this boy, all right, injuries apart, but he's hardly featured.
Them's the rubs, isn't it? I mean, there's plenty of players that get signed for football clubs that don't necessarily hit the ground running. What I do think is this is not necessary for Michele Antonio to be speaking in that fashion. There's no benefit to it. It is only going to be controversy coming out of it. Whether there's rancor between him and that player, because maybe he feels that the player's got more focus on him than Michele Antonio should have got, I don't know. But what it is, David Moyes would have dealt with it.
Mickey has his own opinions, but we're not getting into that.
Be under no illusion, David Moyes will have a media face saying, you know, I've got no issue with Mickey's opinion. In private, he'll have said, shut your trap and keep it to your opinions to yourself.
Now, Ange Postecoglou, or Big Ange, as I like to call him, has been confirmed as the new Tottenham manager. Here's Ange's, or Big Ange, as I like to call him, former skipper at Brisbane Roar, Matt Smith. No, me neither. Recall him playing under the Australian and how he will manage at Spurs.
It didn't matter if you were the captain of the club. It didn't matter if you were a young player, a foreign player, a marquee player. If you didn't follow what his instructions were, if you didn't follow his mantra, he would quickly pick you off. He had no discrimination against anybody in the sense of hierarchy. That was where he's gone to. He's made pretty quick changes and he's very clear on how and what type of person, what type of players that he wants within his team. I'm sure he's got a very, very clear idea of the players that are there. He does a lot of homework. He'd have already done an awful lot of research. So I'm sure that he'll give the players, the staff, the environment, an opportunity to see what's there. And then he will quickly determine which way he wants to go. But I had the same conversations when he first joined Celtic. It was, don't judge him by the first few weeks, judge him by the end of the season, because everywhere he's gone, he's certainly impacted some change.
And a speech of Postecoglou performed when he was the Australian national manager has gone viral again. Simon Jordan wasn't overly impressed. There's a surprise.
You think about the person in your life, as I've always said to you, it could be your mum, could be your dad, could be your brother, sister, uncle, grandfather, partner, friend, coach, somebody in your life that when you started, believed in you more than anyone else. That when you said, I want to play football and you were passionate about it, they're the ones that made the sacrifices. They're the ones that pushed you. That when people said to you, you're not good enough, they're the ones that picked you up and said, no, you keep going. Think about how that person's going to feel when we win tonight. When they're at home and the text messages start coming through to them, they'll feel like it's them that's achieved it. And you know what? It is them. When I walk out, my old man's next to me. He's a hard man, my old man. Still is today. But he's the one that kept saying to me, no, you can keep doing what you're doing. You're going to love this game and you're going to make it to the very top. You wouldn't be sitting here today unless there was a person in your life who just gave you the most enormous love and belief that, you know what, I don't give a what happens to me, what people say about me, what challenges I have, I'm going to make.
I've never been one to those, take them out of context. I can get Michael Sheen to trot that out like he did when he was giving a speech to the Welsh rugby team. Look, the bottom line is about how you manage players, not in individual moments, it's about how you manage them over a period of time, how you connect with them individually, how you connect with players of highfalutin levels. Not Australian footballers that are playing for a second-rate international side that aren't going to compete at the highest level. Great they get to World Cups, they're not going to win World Cups. Great that you can get Celtic to play in a certain way. You're moving into the Premier League now. You're moving into multi-millionaire territory where they're all individuals in their own right, all have their own opinions. And that sort of stuff is great. I like it, I understand it. But I think it has limited benefit. If we're going to suggest that that's what's going to get Tottenham Hotspur to win leagues, I think we're a little bit naive. But I also think there's a place for it. There's a moment for it. And we know, and having been around professional footballers and know what they're like, the moment you misspeak, the moment they don't buy into something, and the moment they think this is a load of old fanny, it will make no difference how many different versions of the Anzacs you can create in your mind about what they did in the First and Second World War.
Now, the PGA Tour, the DP World Tour, and LIV Golf have agreed to merge commercial operations under common ownership. In a sensational move, it appears to have ended the sport's ongoing feud. Here's TalkSport's golf expert Rupert Bell to tell us more.
Clearly, the PGA Tour, if you read the statement, their top dog, and LIV and the DP World Tour, i.e. the European Tour, are sort of almost equal partners, you get the feeling. So it's an interesting development, but clearly it does now mean that we can get on and not have, you know, players now may be able to go from one to another without having any ramifications. Should they choose to be primarily a LIV golfer, they still can ply their trade in the other tours.
Personally, I think probably Tiger's very disappointed. He was active in the campaign against anything happening. His good buddy Rory McIlroy was one of the leading spokesmen. And to indicate how this came down rather quickly, just this past Sunday, Rory's agent was actively talking against LIV. So, I mean, he didn't know anything. Rory didn't know anything, as far as I'm concerned, as late as a couple of days ago. Mm. And then all of a sudden, boom, the big hammer comes down.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Back now to Postecoglou and his Rangers legend Ali McQuist on how he'd drive the former Celtic manager down to North London from Glasgow. Sounds like a cabbie to me.
And you all right, pal?
Good eye, mate. Cheers for the lift down.
Hey, no problem. I'm sorry the Fiat Panda's a little bit messy, mate. Listen, I've got loads of snacks for the drive down. Do you fancy a Werther's Original?
I'm all right, actually, mate.
Deep-fried Mars bar?
Nah.
Some leftover chicken for the barbecue?
Ah, from the barber, yeah. I'll tuck in, mate. Cheers.
No bother. Just going to put some music on, Ange.
Not so sure about this one, mate.
Oh, sorry about that, mate. How about this?
Oh, yes, Ali. You can't go wrong with Kylie, mate.
Right you are, mate. So, just got the 405 miles to go. So then, Ange, I says to Woodsy, I definitely prefer ginger nuts to custard creams, because as you know, Ange, you can't go wrong with custard cream, mate. Ange, you sleep, mate? Must be the jet lag. Ange, we've made it. The Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Best of luck to you, mate.
Ali, cheers for the lift, mate. Hope Rangers go well for you.
Cheers, Ange. Wait, who's that? Is that Harry Kane walking off there with a suitcase? Oi, Harry, need a lift to the airport, mate. It's Ali McQuist. I'm doing taxi rides nowadays.
Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today alongside, of course, Darren Bent. After us, it's the big one. West Ham United against Fiorentina. Not Florence, no, you get it. It's the Europa Conference League final. It's on TalkSport. Adrian Durham is your host. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day and above all. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.